Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston Celtics go into their game against the San Antonio Spurs at the Garden tonight with nearly as many losses as wins. They're 6-5 on the season so far. With a lot of new faces on the roster, the Celtics are still striving for consistency. But point guard Rajon Rondo has been so steady, he's closing in on an NBA record. Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game has the story.
The Celtics have been up and down in these early days of the season and have a 6-5 record to show for it. But win or lose, Rajon Rondo has been doing what he does best, passing the ball to his teammates so they can score. Rondo has had at least 10 assists in 34 consecutive regular season games, a streak that dates back to March. Rondo didn't speak with the press at practice in Waltham yesterday, but head coach Doc Rivers did talk about the streak, but had to ask the sports reporters to explain the details.
I don't even know what it is, honestly. I swear to gosh, I have no idea what he's chasing. I just hear he's got a streak going. Who is he chasing? I don't even know that. So that tells you where I'm at with it.
In case you missed the answer, there are only two players with longer streaks, and both of them are in the Hall of Fame. NBA career assists leader John Stockton finished a 37-game run with Utah in 1990, and Los Angeles Lakers guard Magic Johnson holds the all-time mark with 46 straight games. And despite his claims of ignorance about Rondo's potential record, Rivers knew enough to put him back on the court late in a blowout loss in Detroit Sunday. Celtics forward Jared Sullinger scored twice to give Rondo assists number 9 and 10. The rookie is impressed with Rondo's passing prowess.
It's pretty amazing because a lot of times you have open shots and you don't even know it. And until you watch film and you see there's nobody around you just because the attention that he draws to himself.
As for Rivers, the coach says chasing a record's fun to talk about, but it's far from his top concern.
I guess as an individual it would be great to have, but I want the Celtics to win.
And tonight, that will be a challenge, as the Celtics welcome the Spurs, a team that's consistently one of the best in the NBA. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.
Doug is a reporter and producer for Only a Game, which airs every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR.